Welcome to the Closet Mastery Course, creating a magical space where children love to learn. You are listening to Lesson 8, Creating a Family Mission Statement. Your presenter is Jody Palmer.
Sometimes, as a parent, we're handed opportunities for self-evaluation on a silver platter. I was handed such a dish the other day when I caught my 2-year-old son marching around the living room chanting, "Stop that! Now I have to take that away. Stop that! Now I have to take that away." Good grief, I thought. I'm happy to contrast that little ditty with something he was muttering in my ear a few nights ago as I was putting him to sleep. "Daddy loves you. Daddy loves you. Daddy loves you." It's a bit overwhelming to me to think about how innocent my son is in his learning, how he soaks up everything that happens around him, and how real the core phase of learning is. In those two little exchanges, my son confirmed to me how important it is that I not take lightly the obligation I have as a parent to lay a right and solid foundation for him to build the rest of his life on. In other words, as said by Oliver and Rachel DeMille in Leadership Education, The Phases of Learning, a good core phase naturally provides the foundation for a good life, a great core phase for a great life. As we think about the foundational phases of learning, or core and love of learning, it's important to remember that during these phases, children learn more by what we are and the environment and feelings that surround them than through the explicit teachings or activities we provide. If this is true, ask yourself, how do we, as a family, consciously develop who we are and the environment and feelings that make up our home? What are we doing to consciously articulate the curriculum of the core development of our family? A family mission statement is this articulation of your family's core curriculum. A family mission statement becomes part of our family canon and the inspiration of our family culture. In other words, it's what helps us consciously design the environment and feelings in our home that directly influence both the core development of our children and the effectiveness of their later academic learning. A family mission statement breathes life into or inspires our family culture. There is another important element that a family mission statement brings to the table. I've interviewed a number of families who said, "I'm not sure how much we really need a mission statement. It seems that the culture of our family's pretty good. We don't have a formal, articulated mission statement, but we talk about the things that might be in a mission statement a lot." This is a model that works for many families. However, consider the specific model you are using to train your children in developing, managing, and leading their own families. For many parents I interviewed, they were clear on the things they were teaching regularly to their children, which were influencing their family culture. But were they also teaching their children how to do that in their own homes? Are their children even aware that there is a model to follow? Are they aware of the idea of culture, its purposeful creation, and the impact it has on the family? A family mission statement is not only an articulation of your family's core curriculum, it's also a specific model of training for good family development, management, and leadership. Through the course of this lecture, I'll be taking you through a number of exercises to help your family create your own inspiring family mission statement. I want you to take your time completing these assignments. I imagine you'll take a few weeks to complete all of them. In fact, you could even stop this recording at each assignment, complete it, and then come back to continue where you left off. So, here's your first assignment. Begin by evaluating your family's current culture. Consider the daily environment and feelings in your home. Dialogue with your spouse about it. Is your family environment, feelings, and culture such that they will inspire or give life to a great core phase? Now, try brainstorming exercise by asking yourself, what are the core things I want my child or children to do or know? Put your list somewhere so that you can add to it when things come to your mind. Now, for many of you, developing a family mission statement may have been on your to-do list for a long time, but you've just never gotten around to it. Or maybe the idea is new and a bit daunting. Here are some sabotaging beliefs and myths that real people have said about mission statement development. Number one, my children are too young to get involved yet. Or as one mom put it, I don't want my 4-year-old influencing our mission statement. Even though children might not be able to articulate it, it matters quite a lot how their family feels to them. The family is a child's world, and they can, even at very young ages, make valuable contributions to the discussion of what matters to the family. Even if children are too young to participate, it's never too early to begin consciously creating the culture of your home through the development of a family mission statement. Their contribution might simply be participating in the daily reciting of the mission statement. In our home, we have a disabled, nonverbal 4-year-old, a very busy 2-year-old, and a 5-month-old. Our children were too young to have participated in the actual development of our family mission statement, but they are very actively participating in the daily reciting of the statement. Our 2-year-old loves to say the first line, "The Joyful Palmers are a team! Yay!" Our disabled daughter engages with a huge smile, and the 5-month-old soaks in the feeling of it all. With children that are a little older, they can contribute by drawing their ideas of what matters to the family and how they would like the family to feel. Myth number two. My children are too old. I don't think my children would accept it. Older children may very well reject something that might challenge the current family status quo or come down from the powers that be. Working with older children requires that we pay special attention to doing the dance of inspiring. Primarily, a family mission statement should never come down as an edict from parents. No matter how fabulous your statement might sound, it must be created by joint effort to have any real investment by everybody. Consider engaging your older youth and young adults in a way that gives an air of anticipation and excitement to the development of this statement. In fact, be prepared to give some investment to the process. For example, consider taking a special family retreat, or maybe your children would respond with some private preparatory one-on-one talking. Never create it by yourself and then announce it to the family as the new thing. Make it fun. Involve food and activities that your family enjoys. Myth number three, I'm not creative enough. Mission statements don't require creativity. They require truth. Number four, a mission statement has to be short. We can't fit all that's important to us in a short statement. Well, here's an example of a family mission statement that is definitely not short. Habits of our home. We obey the Lord Jesus Christ. We love, honor, and pray for each other. We tell the truth. We consider one another's interests ahead of our own. We do not hurt each other with unkind words or deeds. We speak quietly and respectfully to one another. When someone is sorry, we forgive him. When someone is happy, we rejoice with him. When someone is sad, we comfort him. When someone needs correction, we correct him in love. When we have something nice to share, we share it. We take good care of everything God has given us. We do not create unnecessary work for others. When we have work to do, we do it without complaining. When we open something, we close it. When we turn something on, we turn it off. When we don't know what to do, we ask. When we take something out, we put it away. When we make a mess, we clean it up. We arrive on time. We do what we say. We finish what we start. We say please and thank you. When we go out, we act as if we are in this house. When necessary, we accept discipline and instruction. Number five, a mission statement has to be long. Well, here's an example of a short and sweet family mission statement. Our family's mission statement. To encourage others to become like Christ through loving relationships, healthy lifestyles, and stimulating experiences. Number 6. I'm not sure we really need a family mission statement. We seem to be doing just fine without one. Well, that's a fair evaluation if just fine is your standard. Remember, a good core phase naturally provides the foundation for a good life. A great core phase for a great life. Here's assignment number 2. What roadblocks, if any, have been keeping your family from creating your own mission statement? Consider, are these roadblocks real or are they excuses? If they're real, write them down. Now begin considering solutions to these roadblocks. If you need help, reach out to your spouse or a friend to help you begin seeing opportunities and solutions. Now, in preparation for writing your family mission statement, you've been considering what's been holding you back and either let the excuses go or come up with strategies to overcome any real roadblocks. You've also been doing some creative work on your own through your "What do I want my family to do or know?" list. Now it's time for everyone else to get involved. The next steps will likely be more effective if you take the time to do them over the course of a few days or weeks. Don't try to do it all at once. The idea is to keep the fun flowing. Step number 1, getting creative together. Start your family mission statement experience by getting the creative juices flowing. Before you jump into the writing portion, spend some time getting your family engaged with the idea of what a family mission statement is and what it contains. Use activities that allow each individual to privately consider what they think should be part of a family culture and how they want it to feel in their family. Here are some ideas to get ideas flowing and help everyone feel involved. The core values box. Core values are simply people, activities, beliefs, skills, or things that matter most to us. Core values range from concepts like love and acceptance to material things like a home. Other examples are things like caring for animals, honesty, entrepreneurialism, freedom, wise money management, or education. As a family, decorate a core values box and put it in a prominent location in your home, like your dining table. You could decorate it like a collage with pictures that identify things your family values, or everyone could take a side to decorate however they wish. The idea is to get everyone engaged with the core values box. During your activity and throughout the week, everyone will put core value ideas in the box as the ideas come to them. Then, during your mission statement development activity, you will open this box and use the ideas inside to create your first draft. Here's another idea of how to help individuals get their creative juices flowing. The core values collage. Gather magazines and other materials that can be used to create collages. Everyone will make their own collage depicting words and images that highlight how they want the family to feel and the core values that should become part of the family's culture. Hang these pictures up in a prominent area of your home so that they can be pondered on throughout the week. During your mission statement development activity, give everyone some time to describe the meaning of the items on their collage. Have someone write down all of the ideas that each person shares, which will help you create your first draft. Another idea is core values artwork. If you have younger children, it might be more effective to create drawings or paintings that help your children describe their feelings about their family. Again, put these pictures in an area that will allow them to be seen, and ask your children often to describe the things they've drawn. Step number 2, getting deeper together. After you've taken the time to get some creativity flowing, and family members have begun to engage with the idea of how they want their family to feel and the elements of its culture that are important to them, it's time to start asking the right questions to help deepen the articulation of the things your family values. Gather your family together for a question and answer activity. You can have each member write down their answers or have an open discussion with someone assigned a scribe to capture each person's ideas. Below is a list of various questions. Choose the questions that best fit your family or make up your own. If you have very young children, make sure your questions are age appropriate. Question number one, what makes you happy? What are those things in life that put a smile on your face and get you through your difficult days? Two, what makes us fulfilled? What are those things in life that bring us the most satisfaction and leave us with the feeling of completeness? Three, what do we want for ourselves and for our family? What are our hopes, dreams, aspirations, not only for our family, but for ourselves as well? Four, what is most important to you about your family? Five, what are your collective goals? Six, when do you feel most connected to one another? Seven, how would you like to relate to one another? Eight, describe your family's strengths. Nine, describe your family in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. And 10, what do you value? For example, relationships, faith, independence, wealth, hard work, generosity. Now here are some questions from the Franklin Covey Family Mission Statement Creator. I recommend that you visit franklincovey.com and go through their Family Mission Statement Builder. Number one, we are at our best when. Two, we are at our worst when. Three, what do we really love to do together? Four, as a family, what can we better do to help each other? Five, as a family, what can we contribute to others, or how can we help others inside our family? Six, are there things we should be doing or changing as a family, even though we've dismissed such thoughts many times? What are these things? Seven, imagine a party celebrating our family 20 years from now. What do we want people to honestly say about our family? People view our family as... Eight, if our home could be filled with one emotion, what would it be? Nine, what are the principles we want our family to operate on, such as trust, honesty, kindness, service? 10. Let's think of balance as a state of fulfillment and renewal in each of the four dimensions, physical, spiritual, mental, and social-emotional. What are the most important things we can do in each of these areas that will have the greatest positive impact in our family and help us achieve our sense of balance? 11. Imagine it's 10 years in the future. Envision where we want each member of our family to be. What have we accomplished, and how do we see ourselves? Step number three, getting it down together. Finally, it's time to start organizing your ideas into a concrete statement. Don't allow this family activity to break down over wordsmithing details. Later, you will assign someone, usually mom or dad, the job of designing the final draft to bring back to the family for approval. The easiest way to begin getting your family mission statement down is to choose a design formula that feels right for your family. Mom and dad should choose the formula before this activity begins. Although there are many different forms that mission statements can take, here are three basic forms you can choose from. Formula 1. Gather together all of the core values you've identified as a family. Decrease these by 2, then decrease by 2 again until you have one final core value. Keep track of your final 4 to 6 subsequent core values and then insert them into this formula. 2, parentheses, insert central core value here, by or through, parentheses, insert 3 to 5 subsequent core values here. For example, our family mission statement. 2, encourage others to become like Christ through loving relationships, healthy lifestyles, and stimulating experiences. Now here's formula number 2. 2, parentheses, do something in such a way that, parentheses, quality of action, so that, parentheses, we gain these results or benefits. For example, our family mission statement. to realize our dreams, goals, and aspirations as a family and as individuals in a way that stretches our intellect, enriches our Christian faith, strengthens our character, and enriches our family life, so that we are fulfilled, happy, confident, and always close. Formula number 3. Just create a big list of the things that matter to you. Use words such as are and is rather than terms that suggest will be. For example, the Olson Family Mission Statement. We love and obey God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We celebrate our family's faith, heritage, and traditions. We show our love for one another in word and deed. We pray for each other. We're courteous, caring, positive, supportive, and considerate. We live a healthy lifestyle and maintain order and cleanliness in the home. We raise up children in the way they should go, making learning together an integral part of daily life with books and enriching experiences. We optimize the competing forces in our lives for good: health, wealth, aesthetics, rest, exercise, recreation, work, skills, and knowledge. We enjoy life today and live it fully. We accept the wonderful gifts from God, forgiveness of sins, and eternal life through the sacrifice of His Son. We are wise in the way we use our time, talents, and money. We establish good habits, help others, and teach them the truth of God's salvation. We contribute something of worth to the community, maintain the environment, mankind's institutions, and religious, political, cultural, social, and individual freedoms, all to glorify God. Now, our family felt most connected to the big list. Here's the Palmer Family Mission Statement. The joyful Palmers are a team. Yay! We love, create, and protect family time, both one-on-one and everyone together. We talk about our needs, thoughts, and feelings, and we carefully listen to each other. We treat each other with respect, patience, and kindness. We speak and act in a way that allows the Spirit to be with us. We nurture, support, and celebrate each other's ambitions, dreams, and missions. We are always honest and do the right thing even when no one is looking. We courageously commit to public virtue. We know that God loves us and we're wonderful and amazing. We build our knowledge, skills, and attitudes of self-reliance and freedom. We make everything around us better and more beautiful. We build others up through service, sharing, and love. We protect our home and the Spirit dwells here. We learn, live, and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Love is our compass and our anchor. Now, step number 4 is the final draft. Don't try to make the final draft as a family. It has the potential of creating too much contention. Once you've got the core ideas down, give someone the task of editing and making it sound good. Then it can be brought back to the family for the final unveiling or approval. So here's your assignment number 3. Make a plan for which activities you will use to prime your family's pump of creativity, which questions you will ask, and the form that you want your mission statement to take. Then determine your timeline. As you develop your plan, give special attention to making these activities fun and memorable. Include food or outings or whatever will make the events special for your family. Now, congratulations are in order for completing the critical work of creating a family mission statement. However, in order for it to translate into family culture, you must now use it. Here are some ideas for how you can engage with your family mission statement in meaningful ways. Number 1, recite it daily. Determine a time when your family is generally together at the same time. Our family says our mission statement just before bed because it's when Daddy is almost always there with us. When your mission statement is memorized and reviewed daily, it will begin to come to mind when you need it most, such as during a teaching or a disciplining moment. Lines of our family mission statement often come to me when I feel tempted to speak or act in ways that are contrary to the specific culture that we're trying to nurture in our home. Number 2, use it to help make big decisions. Is your decision in line with the objectives of your mission statement? 3. Use it to help regain focus and realignment with the things that matter most to your family. 4. Use it to guide your family educational plan. The specific values that your mission statement mentions, such as money management or entrepreneurialism, freedom, honesty, or service, can all inform your educational opportunities, ideas, and materials, and especially your teaching moments. 5. Have fun with it. Have your children create artwork or collages that reflect your final mission statement. Display this art in a prominent place in your home. Develop a family cheer, a motto, a flag, or a t-shirt inspired by your mission statement. 6. Develop a family vision. A family vision is essentially the why of your family mission in story form. Your family vision is what motivates each family member to care about doing the things that the family mission statement describes. Nicolene Peck beautifully describes the power of a family vision and how to use it most effectively in her fabulous book, A House United, Changing Children's Hearts and Behaviors by Teaching Self-Government. To create your family vision, start with the backdrop of a deep family tradition, like Christmas or Thanksgiving, or something that holds a powerful sense of connection and meaning for your family. Close your eyes, and in your mind, see your family engaging in that tradition 20 years from now. What will it smell like, sound like? What will the tastes be? Who will be there and what will they be doing? How will it feel to be together? And how will people be treating each other? Develop a story with as many details as possible, just as if you were creating a bedtime story for a child. Develop this story so that it describes why the accomplishment of the family mission statement is so important. It will be what allows this story to come to pass 20 years from now. Share this story with your family and allow them to add more details that are meaningful to them. Then allow this story to become part of your family story. Tell it often, driving in the car, at bedtime, when someone is sad or struggling. The more you tell the story, the more they will care about the mission statement, and the more the words of the mission statement will be written on the hearts of your children. Using your mission statement and telling its story is what turns words on paper into the culture of your home. This is your family's core curriculum and will help you lay the foundation for great lives.